This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. With new coronavirus information coming out daily, in some cases hourly, it's tough to keep up and keep facts straight. But for the many immigrants living in the greater Akron area, the challenge is real. That's Nepali doctor Alina Shakya being interviewed by Akron resident Sudan Rai on YouTube.
Basically, what we focus on is how to be safe, number one, and number two, what is coronavirus and how they need to contact their healthcare provider if he's some kind of symptoms.
Rai and his friend Arjun Lama produce a YouTube channel designed for Akron's Nepali community. Akron has about 35,000 immigrants from all over the world, according to the New American Economy, a national research and advocacy group. Locally, a handful of organizations are working to pass coronavirus information along to the immigrant community. The North Akron Community Development Corporation is one of them. It operates the Exchange House, a resource that provides health care, education, and recreation. Exchange House Director Katie Beck is using an Akron Community Foundation grant to enlist the help of some young, tech-savvy immigrants who are considered leaders in their communities.
They're old enough to be able to speak multiple languages, and so a lot of times they're translating documents that come in the mail, or they go to their family's doctor's appointments and translate there.
Beck says they're working on videos in five languages. With additional funding, more could be in the works.
I have a Bhutanese Nepali rep, Karen community, which is an ethnic minority of Myanmar. I have Spanish speaker, Swahili speaker, leading a Congolese group, and then a Pashto speaker, which is an Afghani community.
Refugees come to Akron because it's a federally recognized resettlement community. Madhu Sharma is the executive director of the International Institute of Akron, which oversees resettlement services. She says the Institute and other resettlement agencies across the nation are translating and sharing documents issued by the Centers for Disease Control.
Our focus is actually picking up where government leaves off, and it's always been that at IIA, but right now it's unusual because we aren't healthcare providers.
Katie Beck from the Exchange House says communication is essential right now for Akron's immigrants.
A lot of them don't have formal education. A lot of them came from agricultural backgrounds, so they never had to learn how to read or write. If we can create these videos that are more, visual and audio-based, then the information should be spread a lot faster.
Project Learn of Summit County focuses on adult literacy. Tim Bailey heads up instruction for about 200 students in the agency's English as a Second Language program. Many families have children at home now that schools are closed.
My worry is that some of them are so busy trying to take care of their family that they're just not connecting to the information. And so they may or may not be aware of, what is happening or where we're at now or what needs to be done.
Naresh Subba holds a doctorate in nuclear physics, but he's better known as a community convener. He and his brother, Srijong Subba, own Family Groceries, a popular gathering place in North Hill.
It's quite a crowded place, in the normal times. Actually, out of 10 people who come in there, probably like only a couple of them were shopping. We can't tell them anything because that's our culture, having fun.
Subba says people aren't gathering at the store now, but information is getting out.
Customers came in big numbers, and they just, emptied my entire supply of rice. Hoarding, I guess, is the right word.
Like people born in America, immigrants want up-to-date information. Sudan Rai's day job is working in IT for the Akron Public Schools. In addition to producing the video about the virus in Nepali, he also put together a how-to video to help Akron students continue their classes remotely. He says officials need to share new information about the coronavirus as they get it with non-English speakers.
This is the time they need to try their best to reach out to the community and keep them informed about these viruses, help them to stop this spread.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.